Hello, this is Nathan Ruggles here with you today on the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. I'd like to send a couple thanks out, first of all, to the PSEA as well as the AFGE. There are two of the unions that support the work that we do here at the Union Edge. And just so you know, you can always check us out now on Patreon. Head out to patreon.com/theunionedge. Again, that's patreon.com/theunionedge. And we have on the line here with us, with Moms Rising, a familiar voice here on our program, Kristen Rauf-Inkbeiner. Kristen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So you have been busy, I understand, and you have been busy running around the nation's capital, and particularly U.S. Senate offices.
Yes. This week, I and a couple dozen other people, most of whom are moms, all of whom have had a mom at some point in their life, delivered books of stories of women across the nation, from every state in the nation, along with a teeny tiny small but very cute teddy bear that was wearing a superhero cape.
And everybody got a teddy bear along with the book?
Everybody got a teddy bear. Oh. Yep.
I bet that doesn't happen very often for them.
It does not happen very often, so guess what it is? It's memorable.
That's right.
It's incredibly memorable. People are not going to forget a teddy bear that goes along with a book of stories about economic impacts, by the way.
Nice work.
So we can talk about why that works, but the messaging was, don't put us in an unbearable situation.
Uh-huh.
Use your superpowers to actually pass and create a budget that works for working America. Now, right now, we have a disastrous situation going on inside the U.S. Capitol. I've been working in politics since I was 19 years old. I'm only 204 now.
Okay.
At least it
so
feels
just,
that
just
way
for
some
a
days.
Minute. Just for a minute.
It does feel that way some days. And the budget that is being proposed, along with the tax policy, and when you look at them both together, what's happening is 80% of the tax cuts are going to the top 1%, not 10%, but 1%. Of wealthy people in our country, and that is being funded by cuts to things like SNAP, which is food stamps, WIC, which is the Women and Infant Children Nutrition Program, Medicaid, which covers half of all births in our country and many of our people in this country in terms of health care. It's being funded by cuts to education. It's being funded by cuts to policies and programs that fuel our economy. So basically, it's a massive wealth shift to the very, very wealthy in ways that will have very negative impacts on our economy as a whole, because our economy is actually fueled by consumer spending, and when people don't have money to spend, then we don't fuel our economy.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah, and so it's horrible. I'm so upset. I've never seen anything like this in my whole 204 years in politics.
Well, that's quite some time. That's most of the time that this republic's been around. So,
The people of America, your listeners, the moms and dads of America, and everybody who's had a mom of America know this is ridiculous, crazy, backwards policy. It's horrible.
Well, right? And we've heard tax cuts before, right? And it's always trotted out, and everybody likes the idea of tax cuts. But as soon as you look beyond the surface on this, you get into all of what you're talking about, this idea of this wealth shift and the 1% winning out and getting all the goods, and the 99% of the rest of us being sold out.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible. It is, you know, and that's something I was actually talking to my husband about this morning. And I was talking to him about the fact that, you know, we hear about tax cuts all the time, and this is not that normal. This is not normal. This is not the normal tax cut partisan bickering conversation. This is something else entirely. So that whole situation is just really appalling. So everybody needs to call their member of Congress right now. Again, if you've called before, it's worked. The very fact that we still have the Affordable Care Act is a testament to people making phone calls. So call your member of Congress and say, please vote no on the tax cuts and on Trump's budget. And if you want a friend to call or you want to call, it's 844-633-2048. Again, 844-633-2048.
Very good. Well, thank you for that. And that's a way to get in contact. We'll make sure to put that up with the podcast on our website of this discussion with you. Now, I do want to get back to something, though, before we forget. Now, you discussed two things that you delivered to these senators, a book and a teddy bear. So tell us about this book that you put together. Where did it come from? How did it come about? And what's in it?
Oh, it's very exciting, actually. We talked to Moms and Dads and Humans of America, and we said, how have these programs lifted you? How have you been lifted by access to health care, by access to nutrition support, by access to education? And all of those programs are, again, on the chopping block right now in big ways. Not sort of like we'd like to trim 10 people off these programs, but we'd like to trim, like, millions and millions and millions and millions of people off the program.
That's right, because they have to find a way to fund at least some of these tax cuts, right?
So yeah, they're funding, like, real estate tycoons do not need more tax cuts. That's what's happening. And so people came forward with just really powerful stories, really powerful experiences about, you know, what these programs have meant for them. And we actually were able to read some of them to members of the U.S. Senate yesterday, including John McCain. And so it's
very
been
good.
A very good time where we're seeing a lot of people are paying attention. So some of the stories include Jessica, who wrote, "I'm a low-income single mom struggling to make better for myself and my little boy. We receive SNAP benefits, which are food stamp benefits. My son goes to a public elementary school. He gets a free lunch. He qualifies for assistance so that we can afford the after-school program that allows me to do my job and to stay in the labor force. I'm working hard and trying to use the benefits as a stepping stone, and I am close, but I have not yet been able to live independently without them. Without assistance like this, we would be struggling so much more than we already are and not be able to get enough food. I don't mind paying taxes, especially when I know my taxes go to help our community. Large corporations do not need tax cuts, however. Instead, they should pay more in taxes. Give the tax cuts to those struggling to get ahead and continue to support the programs my son and I need to better ourselves."
Excellent.
So that's kind of story.
That's excellent. It makes this whole idea real by putting a face on the people who are actually struggling, the working families who are out there day by day trying to get by, and really help, I would think, help wake up some of these elected officials who are so far removed, unfortunately, from the day-to-day struggles of working people. And you mentioned, as far as the corporate tax cuts as well, you know, with some of these corporations paying little or nothing, or even getting tax refunds, they're getting money back despite having, you know, billions in profits every year. Now, I also am curious about these teddy bears. I want to see what these teddy bears look like that you're delivering. I assume you have photos somewhere that we can see what these teddy bears
are. Yes, they're on the Moms Rising Facebook page and on Moms Rising's Twitter account at Moms Rising, and they're on my Facebook page, Kristen Ralph Finkbeiner, and they're super cute. Now, one of the things about super cute things is it's not just fun because they're cute, but when you do studies of what's happening in people's actual real-life brains during partisan conversations, when you're in a partisan conversation, you're locked in an emotional part of your brain and not in the logical part. So you can't, like, logic somebody back out of a partisan mindset. So if you say, like, "Hey, whole team Republican is for eviscerating the middle class with these ridiculous tax breaks for the very wealthy," you can't get people to really get out of that mindset by saying, "Oh my gosh, this is actually going to hurt our economy in a major way because 72% of our GDP is based on consumer spending, and guess who's doing that consumer spending?" You know?
Yes.
It's not tycoons. You can only buy so many yachts, right?
That's right. That's right.
So when you're doing those types of conversations, what does get people out of their partisan mindset is actually humor. Something humorous gets people out of the partisan mindset, which is actually an emotional mindset, and back into logic. So things like a teddy bear wearing a superhero cape with a little superhero mask on saying, "Hey, don't put us in an unbearable situation," actually is one of the most powerful ways to help bring somebody back to logic, even though it seems maybe like it's the opposite. You know, giving somebody something cute might not seem like it would help bring them back to logic, but it actually does. And so it helps break that partisan lock, helps people, you know, have a little moment where they can take a breath and do a little reset and then have a real conversation about what's going on with these policies. So we've seen it work over and over again.
Excellent.
And we are working on it now, too.
Very good. Well, this is great stuff. And definitely want to hear more about your adventures up there in the nation's capital and talk about a couple other issues as well when we come back. But we do have to take a break. So it's a pleasure to have on the line with us Kristen Rao Finkbeiner and of Moms Rising. This is Nathan Ruggles here with you on the Union Edge. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Bipartisan criticism over Trump administration ideas for the Environmental Protection Agency has forced several crucial committee hearings to be postponed this week. President Trump has proposed a 30% cut to the EPA's budget, steeper than to any other agency. Aaron Clems at the Minnesota Center for Environmental Advocacy says the state enforces a lot of its clean air and water standards because of the EPA.
Minnesota gets funding from the EPA to test swimming beaches for harmful levels of bacteria. And if we don't have that funding, that means that when you take your kids swimming at the beach, you know, you may be subjecting them to something that's really harmful or dangerous to them without even knowing it.
Clem says while environmental groups are worried about the impact of cuts, they are cautiously optimistic about funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which helps clean up the Great Lakes. President Trump proposed cutting it, but the House voted to restore the funding, and an upcoming Senate vote will determine its fate. Other environmental groups warn that the EPA under Administrator Scott Pruitt is appointing industry lobbyists to loosen regulations on air and water pollution. The Environmental Defense Fund's L.G. Holstein says by replacing scientists with politicians and cutting the budget, the Trump EPA poses a threat to public health.
If enacted, the cuts would reverse decades of progress cleaning up pollution, including toxic substances that foul our drinking water, our air, and our soil. We will see higher cancer rates. We will see more asthma attacks. We will see more heart attacks and strokes.
The Environmental Defense Fund details its criticism in a new publication it calls The Pruitt Playbook on its website, edf.org. Holstein says some states will want to address pollution problems on their own.
What both the Trump budget and the House version would do is essentially put every state in the country in the position of making a Hobson's choice, do less to protect public health or bill the taxpayers more to keep up their current efforts.
But Holstein says even if states decide to pick up the EPA slack, they likely don't have all the necessary legal and scientific know-how to do it. I'm Laurie Stern, Minnesota News Connection.
While college and university tuitions go up and up, higher education administrators have been spending less on students' education. Today, only a quarter of higher ed faculty has secure full-time jobs. The rest are so-called adjunct faculty, hired on a per-course temporary basis, often with no benefits, and are paid just $2,700 on average per course. Dedicated adjunct faculty across the country are joining together and fighting back in defense of their students' future. In Pittsburgh, they have formed the Adjunct Faculty Association, affiliated with United Steelworkers Union. Adjuncts and students all over the city are joining the AFA to achieve the goal of providing high-quality, affordable higher education. To know more or to support Pittsburgh's adjunct faculty, give us a call at 412-562-6967 or find us on the web at usw.org. Again, that's 412-562-6967 or usw.org. Together, we can take higher education back.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no, that's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison, why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. Nathan Ruggles here with you today. Thanks so much for joining us. I want to extend some thanks out to the United Mine Workers as well as the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO for their continued support for all the work that we do here. And we need to now get back to our conversation with our guest on the line here from Moms Rising, Kristen Ralph-Inkbinder. Kristen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So we were talking before the break about all the work you're doing up there, taking a group up there to the U.S. Senate, delivering books, delivering teddy bears. And I find this very exciting for a number of reasons. First of all, you know, these sort of dramatic statements, and certainly this is a unique one with the teddy bears. It really draws attention not only from the media and the public about all the good work you're doing and the important information that you're talking about, the important issues that you're bringing up, but then also obviously gets the attention of those elected officials that you're talking to. And I think it's a great example of a really excellent organization. Myself, with having most of my last 15 years has been with political and community organizing, so I really enjoy hearing stories like that. But something else you said that I think is extremely important to talk about too is this idea of the type of message that you're delivering and bringing that humor up. And you see too often, particularly with progressive groups, that they love to think if you assault people with enough facts that, you know, and beat them over the head with the facts, that you'll finally convince them of that you're right. And but you're breaking the ice and changing the way you think about that conversation by bringing humor to the fore. And I think it's excellent to hear that happening.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's really interesting because sometimes other organizations will be like, hey, you all are not actually real because sometimes you use humor. Or, you know, that's not what power looks like. Some people have ideas of that. And I have to tell you, that is exactly what power looks like. Exactly what power looks like is to keep being in there, talking to the swing voters, having those conversations with elected leaders who can make a difference. And I'm very honored and proud to share that because of that, because of the power that we've wielded through teddy bears, through our voices, through our stories, through consistency, persistence, and insistence, we got an incredible letter of thank you recently from leader Nancy Pelosi for helping to save healthcare not once but twice recently in the past couple months. And then we just got a Woman of Valor Award from U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Maria Cantwell last week. So, you know, it's not just us who thinks these tactics work. It's people who are on the inside who see the inside game and who see the impact that it has. So I'm excited. So if you're a member of Moms Rising, which is free, you should be a listener of the Union Edge, and you should be a member of Moms Rising. It's free. You just go to momsrising.org and sign up. Then I want to let you know that we, as the Moms Rising staff team, are like the postal service of activism. Whatever you
how
sign
so?
Up
how are
online,
you the postal? How are you the postal service?
We are so the postal service. Whatever you sign up online, if you sign an open letter, if you sign a petition, if you share a story that or an experience that you've had, you know, just a couple sentences late at night when you're really annoyed about what's happening in our country, we deliver. We are like the postal service. Rain, sleet, snow or sunshine, we will deliver your voice directly to leaders at the top, directly to people who have the power to make a difference, and we are having an impact together. So I am super excited to share that people do have an impact. You know, a lot of people are like, hey, I just signed that thing online and it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter. It has a huge impact because organizations like Moms Rising are like the postal service of activism. We're delivering.
Well, and it takes, and yeah, it does matter when you have organizations that are effective and they're taking that message and delivering it and delivering it in a way that is going to make a difference and make sure that the people's voices are being heard. And I have to say, okay, so consistent persistence and insistence. Can I steal that?
Yeah, I that's think I probably stole it from someone, full truth. Let me think.
Oh, okay.
Persistence, all right. Persistence, insistence, all of those things, I'm there. I mean, I think a lot of people say resist, persist, insist. So, yes. Yes.
Very good. Now, now in terms of the work that just so I'm just love this these stories you've got out at the U.S. Senate. Any particular senators or individuals or offices where you had a particularly memorable reception or a great conversation or were recognized when you went in there for the message that you were delivering?
Oh my gosh! Well, first of all, everybody's excited to see Moms Rising when they walk in the door. No matter if you're Democrat, Republican, or other. So it's always fun to go visit them. And, you know, all of them really took a moment. You know, the folks that we talked to, many are supportive. You know, we visited every member of the U.S. Senate. So many are supportive. And all of them really did pause and think about it for a moment. Now, what they do with their actions may be something else. But I'm excited to share that people are, I think, increasingly pausing and thinking about, are my constituents paying attention to this? You know, what's this going to mean, and what is this going to mean to real people? So we can cross our fingers. The vote is supposed to be soon, and it might be a long time of resisting and persisting on this one, because I think this actually bad bill could pass. So I hope people do make a phone call, and then if it does pass, I want to share with you that we are not going to give up. We're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep saying, hey, let's now fix this problem that you created. I don't know what we're going to deliver to them. One time we delivered a green bean and a napkin, and you're going to say, what was that?
What was that?
Yeah, see? We delivered the green bean and the napkin, and we said, just like moms know when kids are hiding their green bean in the napkin because they don't want to eat it, we know when you're trying to pull a fast one on us with tax policy. So we see you. Here's your green bean in the napkin. Let's fix this problem.
Very
we
good.
We have to pull out the green beans again for this one.
now you mentioned, now let's be clear too. So we've got the House, we've got the Senate, they've got their own versions of the budget, and they have to come to conference and reconcile these things to pass the same identical one. So we've able to buy ourselves a little bit of time, right? With this process, but it's still extremely urgent, and you know, these things can happen very quickly.
Always time. I mean, and, you know, we've been fighting to protect the Affordable Care Act. I think we counted over 100 fights have happened on protecting the Affordable Care Act over the years since it's passed. Many of the strongest fights have been since Trump took office. So this is going to be a continuous fight, you know. And so people need to get ready to stay engaged, insist, resist, persist, and call 1-844-633-2048. Again, 1-844-633-2048 to tell your members of Congress, vote no on the tax plan and the budget.
And just to let people know, too, when they make that phone call, assume through that people will be able to be guided to their representatives, regardless of whether they knew who it is.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
It's like a one-stop shopping. It's so exciting.
Okay.
You just go there. You get like some tips on what to say, and you're put right in with your actual human that you need.
And tips what to say, great, making it very easy. And it is easy, and people should know, too, that they shouldn't be afraid of this, right? That even if they've never done it before, that when they talk to somebody, whoever picks up that phone in that office, 9 times out of 10 anyway, at least with few exceptions, thankfully, that people are polite, and they will take your, they will listen to what you have to say.
That is true. That is super true.
Well, thank you for bringing that number to us. Like I said, we'll make sure to get that up on the description here on our website with the podcast for this. Now, we are coming to the end of our time, but any final thoughts for us, Chris, in terms of the work that you're doing that you want to make sure that we know about, or else some issues that are coming up that we want to make sure to keep our eye on?
Let's think about issues. Well, definitely keep your eye on Medicaid. That is sort of, there's some tricky things going on where we have the president trying to undermine access to health care. There is going to be open enrollment on www.healthcare.gov coming up soon, again, starting November 1st, www.healthcare.gov. There'll be open enrollment for just a couple of weeks. So President Trump has shortened the enrollment period and axed the actual advertising. So it's going to be a word-of-mouth campaign, so everybody should spread that around.
So, yeah, let's not forget that date of November 1st. Thanks for mentioning those issues, and I know that next time we talk to you, I'm sure we'll be talking about what's going on there with Medicaid and the open enrollment and much more, and it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much, Kristen, for coming on the air with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for all you do. Thanks to the listeners, too.
And that was Kristen Ralph-Inkbeiner of Moms Rising, momsrising.org. And again, that number to call for your member of Congress, 844-633-2048. This is Nathan Ruggles here with you today on the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.